And welcome to Playback. I'm Paul Gough. Great to have you company. We are accompanied as our studio-themed group for this episode, and it's a group that I had wished I had seen perform their 25th anniversary of their first album, Dirty Three. That's their name. They just performed at the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall, and I had so many of my friends posting about it on social media. No, I didn't get to see it, and lucky old you if you did. We're just listening to the Better Go Home Now track. Perhaps I could have closed the program with that. We will hear some more Dirty Three towards the end of this edition of Playback, but plenty to celebrate in between. We will be featuring the music of Tobias Hengeveld. I caught up with Tobias in the Rolling Stock Studios in Melbourne. He performs a song from his brand new album, Noughts and Ones, and we'll discover how he got to a new pop sensibility within his music. But let's start with a couple of tracks to help celebrate National Reconciliation Week, a time for all of us to learn about our shared histories, whether we engage in conversations with each other or unlearning and relearning what we understand. The campaign is Grounded in Truth, Walk Together with Courage, and to foster positive relationships between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and the broader community. It must be grounded in truth. And if you want to know more, if you want to be active, then I would recommend you head to the website reconciliation.org.au. Click on the tab that says Get Involved, and you'll be able to find areas in your community where you can do just that. And the week hinges on two important dates: the successful 1967 referendum and, of course, the High Court Mabo decision. And the first track we're going to hear is Yothu Yindi and the Treaty Project, who have released a brand new track called Mabo. And then we'll hear an excellent collaboration between Yiramal, who I think is one of this country's great young artists, and Geordie Lane. But first up, this is Yothu Yindi and the Treaty Project and Mabo. We'll be right back.
can walk together. We can stand together. For everyone. I know where I've gone, crawling through this maze, but we're all bound to cross paths one of these days. What are we gonna say to make each other understand that we can come together, united on this land for everyone? I know we can walk together. Stand together. I want to sing this song, for we can become one, talking to the land, reaching out to everyone. Stand together.
That is just a great track. I was lucky enough to see Yiramul as he performed at WOM Adelaide a couple of years ago, and there's a wonderful power in his voice. He's got this vibrant spirit, and I'm so glad that he's teamed up with Geordie Lane for this track, For Everyone. It's a song that celebrates the courageous journey of a young Indigenous man, Clinton Pryor, who walked 6,000 kilometres across the breadth of Australia from Perth to Canberra to meet with the Prime Minister in a heroic stand for the justice of Indigenous people. The track is called For Everyone. It's a really great track. And of course, Yiramul is the grandson of Dr. Yunupingu, the former lead singer of Yothu Yindi. And we heard their latest track with the treaty project called Mabo. And it's a joyous celebration of the overturning of the legal doctrine of terra nullius. Don't forget to check out what's happening around you for National Reconciliation Week. Head to reconciliation.org.au. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. I was excited this week to see a new single from a group who I chatted with last year when I was at the Big Sound Conference in Brisbane. They're called Jade Imagine, and this is their first new single in 2 years. It's called Big Old House, and it came to her in a dream when she was staying in the family home up at Sunshine Beach. She now lives in Melbourne, and she says that dreams or even time to sit down and write songs can be interrupted by the social activities of living in Melbourne, but there's always inspiration when she heads back home. Have a listen to this. It's a great slice of jangly pop. This is Jade Imagine and Big Old House.
Big old house.
something in the water in Queensland, no doubt. We heard their Full Power Happy Hour. That's their first single. And almost as if they're trying to win you over in a special way, they simply have on their Facebook as their bio, "We love long walks along the river, burritos and the Pogues." The song we heard from Full Power Happy Hour is called Complicit. And don't let that jokey spirit fool you, because listen to the lyrics carefully. There's a lot to think about when you listen to that track, Complicit from Full Power Happy Hour. We heard from Jade Imagine, Jade McAnally, originally from Queensland, now based in Melbourne, and back with a great new track, Big Old House. I know there's going to be more great songs just like that out in the very short future, if that makes sense. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. Now to the music of Tobias Hengeveld, who has had a great career to date, releasing some quite beautiful, more folkloric albums, I guess you could say. His last album, nominated for an Age Music Award in 2014, was called The Daylight Express, and it was penned partly in an old disused railway station in Brunswick in Victoria. This is a different collection of songs, Noughts and Ones, and was born from the difficulty of writing music. And we're going to discover that because he's our guest on the program. And we'll discover one of the things that was really important was drawing on the musical loves of his youth, the music of Split Enz, of Roxy Music and XTC. And you can hear that woven within the narrative. I can also hear a touchstone in The Shins. There's something along that pop line that comes through in Tobias's latest album. It's a beauty. This is Walking Dreams.
Smile.
This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. A track there from Noughts and Ones, a great new album from Tobias Hengeveld. And I'm really glad that for the first time after playing his music for so long, we're meeting face-to-face here in Rolling Stock Studios in Melbourne. And we just heard a track from his album called Walking Dreams, which I absolutely love. And we're going to talk all about the album. Tobias, welcome to Playback.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Well, look, I think probably the good entry point on this is it's been a while since your last excellent album, and that really came about, in a sense, talking about the new one, through that demon that many songwriters face, and that is writer's block.
Yeah, indeed, it is a demon, and I felt like I was really afflicted with it for quite a period of time after the last record. This was a whole lot of, you know, life events that precipitated that, and I think by the end of it, I just felt quite strangely voiceless or something. And it was something that I really tried to push through in a whole manner of ways, but really found it difficult.
I'm always intrigued how songs come to people. Sometimes it's having the 9-to-5 mentality. Sometimes it's the wake up in the middle of the night and scratch it on a piece of paper. But often that lack of that kind of something coming to you, or that sitting down and attempting to write and having sort of half ideas and going, oh, I don't know. You see in the movies people starting to write and end up just with a big pile of paper on the floor that they've ripped out of the old typewriter and screwed up. It's that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's a thing for me, and probably for a lot of songwriters, where you just kind of, no matter how hard it is, you need to find a way of just keeping at it. And I feel like through that period, I possibly never have been able to really just sit down and bang something out in kind of one go, or in just a couple of sessions. And I was constantly still writing, writing daily, just whatever. And then I was also just song sketching, just piles and piles of song sketches, and they were just largely just snippets of melodical ideas and that kind of thing. And I think where I really struggled was actually finding a way of any kind of cohesive distillation of all these ideas. And I think it was just kind of, for me, it was just like ever spreading and particleizing. And I think that was the frustration, that I was really at a point where I couldn't kind of lock anything down. So I had this kind of this wonderful mess of kind of ideas and material that were just really unformed. It took me to the point of actually just kind of locking in studio time and going to these sessions with really kind of like ill-formed kind of ideas of what I was going to do. And through the process of working with the producer, Rowan Sforcina, it just became this really kind of enjoyable exploration, and things moved really fast. And because I had no preconceptions, I was just kind of working on the fly, and it was just a really kind of wonderful, freeing experience. And it actually, because I was working under those pressures, it just forced me to make these decisions just kind of like on the moment, all the time, about lyrics, about the way melodies were going or songs were coming together. So, it was the best way to do it, and I just would not have thought of it.
You like the plague, and there's a web of other detours that'll lead me back from B to A.
You are listening to Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network. The track Separation Street from Tobias Hengeveld and his excellent new album Noughts and Ones, and he's our guest on today's program. Let's talk about working with the producer, Rowan Sforcina. How did you meet him? Had you worked with him before and previous?
I met him through friends. He's a really great drummer, and he's been engineering and producing for quite a period of time as well. And so he actually started playing drums in my band. And then through that, he started running a studio out in Broadmeadows called 400 Acres, and he just invited me to come and record a song there. It was just a really great collaboration. I think we understand each other very, very well musically as well. We have very similar kind of tastes, and so we can kind of talk texturally quite easily as well. So, yeah.
My guest on Playback is Tobias Hengeveld, and we're talking about his great new album, but we're also talking about that experience, and maybe you've experienced it, of having writer's block. Well, the thing that really comes through on this album, and I sort of read, I listened first and then I read the bio, and it really made sense, is, and I've liked all your other albums, but there's something more of a pop sensibility that really comes through in this release. Now, I know that we have a similar kind of marker of some of the bands we liked, and I loved XTC. It was one of my first real bands that I loved growing up. And
yeah,
you kind of went into yourself, I guess, as a part of this, hey, what am I going to do? And you've drawn on those things that were deep within that you loved.
Yeah.
That's come through in the songs.
Yeah, definitely. I really intended to write shorter songs that were structurally a bit more typical in terms of having choruses and hooks and all of that kind of stuff. In terms of the sound, I think it actually came out because I really did a lot of when I was writing songs with Rowan, we did talk a lot about reference tracks. He would say, well, have you got a reference track? And so I would just kind of go for the first instinctual thought. And quite often it was songs or bands from that period, you know, like XTC or Split Ends or Roxy Music I was a kid in the 80s, and it wasn't like I was kind of like deeply following bands, but it was more just the stuff that I kind of really pricked my ears up to on the radio that I still remember. And it's the kind of weirder songs. It's not the kind of the straight up kind of 80s pop tunes, but it's the songs that were still hits then, you know, like kind of Golden Brown and like Senses Working Overtime and just these songs that kind of really, they just etched themselves in my mind. And I mean, you know, like Echo and the Bunnymen using all these Middle Eastern scales, yeah, and, you know, all that reverb. And it was just really immersive. The music is very immersive.
Track Long Kiss Goodnight, or a little snippet of it, from the album Noughts and Ones by Melbourne's Tobias Hengeveld. I caught up with him last week in the Rolling Stock studios. So, album's out. What's it like now post-album? Because, you know, it's a very different world to when the Daylight Express came out, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
How hard is it to get out and apply your trade when you're trying to, you know, hold down a full-time job as well?
Oh, look, yeah, I don't want to harp on too much about it. But
you're allowed to.
Yeah, in a way, I think for every artist, there's a real degree of excitement, but also a big sense of dread when the album's coming out, because you've kind of poured so much kind of, you know, love and energy and you know, really dedicated yourself to it for such a period of time and you're so invested in the work that you are a little bit apprehensive about how it's going to work in the world and, you know, whether you're going to break your own heart a bit or something, you know, because there's this kind of hope that it gets received. I've had to learn a lot on the fly just in terms of the promotion side of things, because social media isn't really my native state, and I've had to just kind of really kind of go deep into that and being really active on it, you know, which is great. It's an amazing platform, but there is that thing where it just gets noisier, you know, and it's just the tactics that you need to adopt in order to try and cut through the noise. Yeah, look, I don't really know my place in all of this. I've been in the Melbourne music scene for quite a long period of time now, but in a way I've just done my own thing and possibly existed, been visible to a fairly small audience. And I don't really want to wonder too much about why and how that is, because I don't really want to, you know, feel like I'm adjusting what I do to actually suit that. Or, but I think writing poppier songs is probably a start. But that was something that I wanted to do, you know. And I think I'll definitely go further into that direction.
Till you talk in your sleep, loose lips sink ships. I hear you talk in your
The one thing I've got to say is I love the production on the album, and I know that, you know, stripping a song back is often, you know, hard when you've got this great... But obviously they were also written in that original format. But you're going to play for us a track from the album that you think is going to adapt beautifully to just you and the acoustic guitar, Cotton Sheets. Do you want to talk about that track?
Yeah, Cotton Sheets. Actually, Cotton Sheets just fell out. It was like a, I don't know, like a Sunday morning at the kitchen table, and it just appeared. And, you know, they're very precious moments. And so in a way, when I recorded it, I didn't really want to do too much to it besides leaving it pretty stripped back, because it's a, you know, it's an abstract kind of story. And it's, I mean, it's just a play on the notion of what happens in beds, what happens in cotton sheets, life and death, you know, sex, birth, all that kind of stuff. And so I wanted to kind of, I don't know, encapsulate something there. so yeah, that's kind of what the song's about. And in terms of being able to play it on the acoustic guitar, I think it's possibly one of the only songs on the album that really translate well on my own, because the album is so kind of band heavy. Yeah, and it's got a lot of instrumentation and backup vocals and all this kind of stuff I can't really emulate. Yeah.
Well, again, thank you for your time. We'll now hear Cotton Sheets.
Thanks, Paul.
First day I went with you down the dark side of your street, up to a room so full of sunlight, there in your cotton sheets. And I will want to ride over and over on your roller coaster heaps. I will lose myself in your spook house and kiss your fairy floss lips. Oh, the year eats the month like the month does the week, and the week has the days on the run. So the days take what's left of the hours. Our minutes are seconds to none. In a hospital so big and wide, they'll finally let me see. Once they've done you up like Ave Marie, they're in your cotton sheets. And this child comes to rest almost any breath, and the dog sleeps in the middle of the road. When the blood rushes up to the surface, there's a little I needed to know. Just a year eats the month, like the month does the week, and the week has the days on the run. So the days take what's left of the hours, our minutes are seconds to none.
Beautiful live rendition in session for playback, Tobias Hengeveld's Cotton Sheets. You'll find that on his latest album, Noughts and Ones. And again, a big thanks to Rolling Stock Studios in Melbourne for use of their space. Tobias will be launching it. If you're in Melbourne, you can catch him at the Gasometer Hotel June the 9th with Lonnie Ray Thompson and David Thor in support. It's a great album and we wish Tobias all the best with it. Now, I've got a lot more songs to play for you, so I want to get straight into it. This next act we had on the program a few episodes ago, her name is Bonnie Songs, and it looks like her next album, Energetic Mind, is going to do very, very well indeed. A couple of overseas blogs have already picked up on the first single called Ice Cream and are excited about her sound. Let's have a listen to it now. The album will be Energetic Mind. She actually played the title track on our program exclusively, but this one is the first single. It's called Ice Cream.
Ice cream for me. Truth and love.
That's the beautiful new single from Diamond Duck and one half of that group, Brian Campeau. I don't know how he does it. He's a part of the new duo with Hannah Cameron that we played recently as Brain Romance. He's got his own solo career. He's a part of Green Mohair Suits and, of course, Diamond Duck, along with Jimmy Daly of the Morrisons. And they're launching their new single that I just played for you, Fallow Fields. They're playing this Saturday evening, June 1, if you're in Sydney and this airs on 2SER on that day. So tonight they'll be playing at the Vanguard in Newtown, a special show. Get along if you can, because it's going to be fantastic. Diamond Duck, we heard from Bonnie Songs, totally new direction, a big beefy sound. Ice Cream, the first single off her Energetic Mind release that'll come out a little later in the year. You've been listening to Playback. We're going to hear another little excerpt of the great Dirty Three, who celebrated 25 years since their first album at the Sydney Opera House as a way of closing this edition of the program. Check out the playlist at playback.apraamcos.com.au. You can listen again. Get in touch, pp@pinpod.com. I'm Paul Gough. Have a great week. I'll speak to you soon.
There's an ocean of